Hello and welcome to the first coach home of the new season. Football is officially back, match day one of 38, and I'm delighted to be hosting it this season. It's Harriet Pry here. For my first call for my first coach home show, I've got Alan Wears with me to start with. Starting off on a nice positive note after Brighton's 4-1 win over Luton at the weekend. Alan, when I messaged you this morning to ask whether you wanted to come on, your reply first of all was 3 days is a long time in football. So how's it been being a Brighton fan over the last few days?
I was actually thinking in terms of Liverpool, actually.
applies to both of us, I suppose.
Yes, and I was on the wrap at the end of last week and talking about Moises Caicedo joining Liverpool. So like I say, 3 days is a long term. But if we talk it back to the Albion, yeah, that's a good start. There's shades of when we first got promoted to the Premier League and we had to play Manchester City on our first day. It was absolutely terrifying. So now that the Albion are kind of hopefully, if not a top six, then certainly trying to maintain a top 10 status. And it might have been a bit of a baptism of fire for Luton. But, you know, they made a decent fist of it. I think just when it got to the third goal, their heads dropped a bit. And after that, we could have cleaned up. But, a good solid start. I guess that probably with the football they've been playing under Roberto Di Zerbi over the past 9 months or so, we're kind of used to a certain style and used to a certain intensity and tenacity, and it's what we've come now to expect. So any drop off in that is kind of considered not a great performance. But I think that, you know, for all the fact that Luton, like I say, did put up a stern test, 4-1 looks good. It probably was about right a 4-1 game, but it wasn't. That probably wasn't the case until about 70 minutes, I guess.
Let's just touch on Caicedo then, because there is a resolution now. And as a Brighton fan, that must be quite nice that chapter is just closed. I think De Zerbi said in his press conference, you know, he's forgotten about now. And he obviously meant that in a slightly different way to the way it was interpreted. But is it quite good? There does seem to be finally a resolution, even if it's not the one that Liverpool fans listening to this would have wanted.
I do get that. I'm pleased there's a closure to it. We had this nonsense in the transfer window with Arsenal back in January. And it's not helpful. We are pointing our finger. I mean, I know there's Liverpool fans that are pointing the finger at Brighton saying that they reneged on a deal. But the upshot of it is that we're all pointing our fingers at Caicedo's agent who, I'm going to say it. I mean, I think there are a couple of, he's a grifter. Fine, he's there to sort out his best deal for his client. But he effectively instructed Caicedo not to go to Liverpool because he thought he was going to get a better deal at Chelsea, irrespective of the fact that Brighton and Liverpool had actually shaken hands, metaphorically, on a deal. Now, you can't necessarily force a player to go to a club that he doesn't want to. But then you look at the reasons as to why he wouldn't go to Liverpool and why he would go to Chelsea. And it's all a little bit unedifying. Now, the point is that I think that Liverpool and Brighton, I think, are the kind of the innocent parties in this. I wouldn't call Chelsea a guilty party, but 90% of the mess has been made by Caicedo's agent.